Good morning, and peace be with you all. Welcome to episode 5 of the Positivity Spartans Overcoming the Adversity. I'm here with the Spartans of the Round Table, as always, my brother, Mr. Sharpened Minds himself, Nicholas Pastrana, and Mr. Driven to Succeed himself, John Schrone, bringing you yet another inspiring episode of Positivity Spartans. Yo, so before we get started, man, I just want to give a huge shout out to the Anchor support team, yo. A huge shout out. Yo, that last episode, let me tell y'all, so we lost that episode. And I was hurt because it like, we recorded it. Yeah, we put it all out there, and it just didn't show up on the podcast at all. Like, it wasn't there. Like, I'll tell you, I refresh that thing probably every 30 seconds. I was not trying to, man. But I went out there. You know what I mean, I did some research. You know what I mean, I was on the internet trying to look up the Anchor support team. I mean, I left a little message on the web page. You know what I mean, I felt like they weren't getting back to me fast enough. So I went to Twitter and I seen they had a Twitter account. So you know what I mean, I went out there. I tweeted them and I was like, you know what? Let me send them a DMs. Hit the DM. Oh, they got right back to me. Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's see if we can find it. Let me get your information. Lo and behold, you know what I mean? I got an email. Yo, it was like the middle of the day. Like, we were probably maybe about 2 hours away from like recording it again because we really wanted y'all to hear that message. And you can ask Nick and Sean themselves. I sent a message. I was like, it's back. It's back.
And really, that's all that needed to be said was it's back, you know. And if anyone questions why it's Legendary Hub, that's it right there, because that move was fucking legendary.
Man, another thing, it's just, you know what I mean, we dedicated to putting this out to y'all. Like, yo, it's 5:12. You know what I mean, we just got back from the gym. You know, I hit that 3 a.m. gym session. I mean, yeah. I'm about what, 10 o'clock, you know what I mean? So we dedicated to give y'all this message, man.
But yeah.
How y'all feeling this morning, my brothers?
Love it, man. Absolutely love it. Like I said, man, we got it in this morning. You know, man, but the hustle and the grind don't stop, man. And then when you're going after something, you know, like that's bigger than yourself, man, you really have to commit yourself to it, you know. And you only got 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. That's it, man, you know, so you can't sit around, you know, talking about, you know, how difficult it is, you know, how you can't do something, man. You got to find a way and make a way, man. So I'm feeling lovely, man. It's a beautiful day. We blessed, and we got to think about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't make it to see, you know, today, man. And there's a lot of people out there who are a lot more worse off than we are, you know. So we got to be grateful, man. We got to be thankful. And I know I definitely am, man. And I look forward, you know, to helping, you know, you all realize that today, man, you know, so that way we can all, you know, enjoy what an amazing day, you know, an amazing life that we have, and keep the positivity moving forward.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. And I second all that, man. I was so damn excited for this. I got my hours mixed up. There's an hour time difference between me and the fellas over here, just so y'all know. And I was up an hour early, you know, and I only got home at work from 1 o'clock. So, you know, I got hit a little quick 3 hour nap, and now I'm sipping my lime water, my hot lime water, set the tone for the day. And the podcast is going to do the same exact thing for everybody else. It's going to set the tone for the day.
Exactly. With that being said, y'all know I like to get it kicked off with a little motivational quote. You know what I mean? Keep the positivity flowing. It's definitely going to set the tone for the episode, yo. It's a. I know you've all watched the Rocky movies. I know you know how motivating he is. So I'm going to break y'all off with a little something that I need y'all to remember this Friday. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. I don't care how tough you are. It will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it's not about how hard you can get hit. It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. And yo, and that's exactly how winning is done. You know? Like y'all heard the last episode. You know what I mean, y'all heard the shit we've been through. You know what I mean? Like, shit, life hit me with a Mike Tyson hook. You know what I mean? A Mike Tyson uppercut, bro. And we out here winning. We out here getting it.
I'm telling you, man. Like, and it's an amazing thing because you really think about it, man. You know, like, us as humans, man, and people, we're capable of so much more than what we know, man. You know, taking all those beatings and taking all those hits, man, a lot of the times, you know, it can keep a lot of us down if we let it. But we have to have, you know, like that mental strength, man, and awareness to know that regardless of what comes up against us, man, it can't hold us down. It can't hold us down. It's only meant to make us better, to make us greater, and to keep, you know, keep us moving forward. Because regardless of what comes at you, man, you know, you have to keep your mind and your vision clear, man. You have to keep the eye on the prize. Got to keep moving forward.
Always. Oh. Shit, Nick, how you feel about that, bro? Like, I know you took some hits in life, man.
I use the analogy all the time of life throwing punches and you know, the life being a boxing match, you know? So it really is just a dope analogy because you're going to get hit, you know? And in between rounds, you know, those are your checkpoints and you got to come back, sit down. You know, if coach tells you to stand, then you stand and you got to, you know, get the Vaseline on and get back out there and you got to fight the full 12, even if you're losing. So you can always get that knockout in the 12th round. It is never too late to win the fight. So I really dig that, man.
It's never too late to win the fight, man. This is like, you just got to keep pushing and grinding, you know what I mean? Every day, all day, you know what I mean? Even when the world believe in your vision and your even when the world is looking at you as like, as being less of what you are, you still got to get up and do it, man. And let me go ahead and talk about what yesterday was, yo. So as you all know, yesterday was International Women's Day. You know what I mean? Shout out to the creators of life, all you beautiful women. You are all queens, and we definitely appreciate y'all. what I would like, so y'all know this the positivity podcast. So I'm gonna keep it all positive. So I'm going to just say this and keep it moving forward. To all the dudes who had something to say about International Women's Day yesterday, we got to do better, fellas. We got to do better. We got to do so much better. It's already so hard for women, bro, because, you know what I mean, they got to work twice as hard just to, you know what I mean, just to get where we are. And it's not fair because women are so strong, bro, like mentally, I mean, physically. Like, yo, I know some women in the army that would smoke a lot of dudes, bro. and that's a fact. So we just got to do better, fellas. We just got to do better. Y'all, I know y'all can attest to that. I know y'all feel me on that.
Man, deep, bro. Like, I can't express, you know, like how important, you know, women have been in my life. And, you know, I grew up in a single parent household, man. And, but, you know, like a lot of people, just to know me a little bit personally, you know, I'm the youngest of six. And growing up with my mom, man, like I can just remember many of days, man, where like I still to this day, honestly, I don't even know how she did all the amazing things that she did, man. But, you know, like, you know, she always made sure, you know, like I had what I needed. Not necessarily what I wanted, but what I needed to know. Like, we always got it done. Like, she always got it done, man. And women are so amazing because, just like you said, Hub, you know, in this world, man, and unfortunately the way, you know, things are in this world, they have to work so much harder, you know, to get further. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody would be a fool to not know that or recognize that. And it's unfortunate, man, but the great thing about that is knowing that even though that may be the case, it hasn't stopped any of them.
Exactly.
They keep pushing forward. They keep grinding. They keep exceeding. They keep excelling, man. And it's such an amazing and, you know, beautiful thing, man, because there's so many people, you know, who can have all of those different challenges and difficulties, man, present themselves and stop, man. But, man, you can't. I can hardly think of a woman, man, who you could show me, you know, like, who got some quit at them.
Too many.
It ain't
too many.
It ain't too many of them, man. they say, like, regardless of what the battle is or whatever the difficulty is, man, woman get her mindset on something, man, she going for it. She all in. She ain't turning the head or back from it. She's all in, man. And I think that's something, you know, that we can all, you know, appreciate and attest to. And, hey, I got to say from the bottom of my heart, you know, like, I'm truly appreciative, you know, of all the amazing women out there in the world, you know, not only, you know, like, for what they've done for me, but what they've done for the war, you know, for what they've done for the economy, you know, the stands that you all have made. And it's truly a beautiful thing. And I got to let you know personally, you know, on behalf of me and my brother, that we appreciate y'all and we love y'all. You know, because if it had not have been for y'all, then where would we be?
Exactly.
You know, hey, women are the backbone of men, you know. We stand so strong and high, you know, because of y'all. You know, and any guy that don't believe that, man, hey, I ain't gonna tell you you're a fool, man. You can kind of take that how you want to. But, hey, man, we got to show the love and appreciation, you know. It's women in the world.
Yeah, yeah, and I second that, Tron, man. I was also I was raised by women as well. My mom and my grandma, you know, my mom was working, my grandma holding the crib down, and I lacked like a real masculine male role model until probably my early teens. And whenever someone asks me about it, I always tell them I wouldn't have it any other way, because I have a woman's touch, man. You know, they taught me how to love in a way that I don't think I would have learned with a male in the house consistently. So it's all about perspective. But y'all hit it on the head, man. Women are the shit, man. Shout out to the mom. Shout out to the grandma. I love the fuck out of y'all. And exactly what you said, Trone. Like, I'm definitely one of those guys that feel like when I have a lady in my life, I just feel stronger, man. I feel stronger as long as the connection is there and she makes me want to be better, you know, but like, I already want to be great, you know, but when you have that extra, that it's like Nas in the car, man, you know? So like, you could be going fast, but once you press the button, you're going a hell of a lot faster. Yeah, so, yes, it's the boost. Exactly. Exactly. So, I'm super grateful to have that in my life right now as well. And, you know, I'm grinding, man. I'm hungry right now, bro. So shout out to the ladies, because that's y'all are definitely some of that fire for sure.
And that's a whole fact, man. And I think like we don't realize how much we inherit from our mothers. Like me personally, bro, like I never realized how hard my mother worked to support me and my brother. Yo, like I never realized how many hours she dropped us off at school. And, like, she wouldn't pick us up till 10 o'clock at night because that's when she got off at work. Now, think about that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's some pretty tough hours. And, like, she, like...
That's 15-hour day.
You feel me? And, like, you know,
yeah.
She was doing what she had to do, you know what I mean? Because to give us, you know what I mean, what we needed. Like Tron said, to give us not what I wanted, but what we needed. So I definitely inherit my hard work and my dedication from my mother, yo. And she is, like, she like, a lot of me... So I look like my dad, but a lot of me is my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Same, bro. Same.
Like my hard work, you know what I mean? My mother is like the sweetest woman ever. I mean, everybody's mother, you know what I mean? That's where they're like the sweetest woman ever, but they will get in your ass if need be, man. They will get in your ass if need be. And I gave my mother a hard time. And you know what I mean? I apologize for that. And I mean, I ain't know no better, but I definitely want to say I appreciate you, mama. A couple other women in my life, you know what I mean? Both my grandmothers, my nanny Rose, grandmother Maria, both of them, had breast cancer survivors, very strong women. So, you know what I mean? They do their thing. And, you know what I mean, I could really go on for days about the women I appreciate in life, but those are three that I definitely want to mention, man, because they played a special role in my life to help mold me into the man that I am today, for real, for real.
Man, I'm telling you, dog, like, I definitely, man, I'm right there with, you know, with the both of you guys, man. I'm telling you, like, I don't know what it is about a woman, man, but any man that don't know, man, and, you know, I can especially say this, as, you know, as being a married man, But they like a cheat code. Like, real life, man. Like, my wife, my daughter, bro, they like cheat codes to life because it's like having them in my life, man, is like, I already wanted a lot in life. Mm-hmm. Like, I already wanted to go to, you know, extreme highs and stuff like that in life, man. But, like, ever since I've had them, man, just their influence and impact on me, it's given me a level of drive that I would have never even knew that I had. And it's like every time, you know, like I look at them, man, you know, it's like, you know, I can't quit. I can't stop. You know, like I do this for more than just me. It's about them, man. It's about, you know, about my family. It's about, you know, my legacy. It's about, you know, it's about being the man in their life that, you know, that they need me to be. But I'm only able to reach that level, you know, through them, because I'm not gonna lie, man. I've had some tough days, man, but it's something about these ladies in my life, man, that just helped me see a potential, you know, like that, and helped me see a greater that I may not have been able to do without them, man. I've had some dark days, but man, it's something about, you know, like that love and comfort of somebody that you know, like having a woman behind you that supports you and pushes you forward. Man, that just gives you that superhuman strength, man, to keep moving. And man, and I've always had that, you know, like from my mom and especially from my sister. Like, my wife is one of my biggest fans too, man, but my sister, she's also, you know, like one of my biggest fans, man. And oh man, I can't express enough, you know, like how appreciative I am of that, man, because I'm out here grinding and trying to get, you know, to higher levels, man, every day thinking about y'all. And that's real and that's love, man. But to, you know, to women everywhere, not even just the ones, you know, in our, you know, immediate families, man, but all other women across the world and throughout history, you know, you all have done so, so much, you know. You guys have made, you know, and met so many different milestones, you know, so many different accomplishments, regardless of the challenges against you, you know, like, and regardless of any that you've always kept pushing, always kept fighting. And it's truly, 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 you know, an honor to be able to be not only in your presence, you know, but to have you in this world, you know, supporting and living and achieving and doing all the amazing things that you guys do. And we love you. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Like, we love you.
Sure do. Because we love you. I can't hear you. I feel like I need to harmonize that. Yo, let me a few names right quick. Rosa Parks, Marjorie Joyner, Mary Kenner, Ruane Jeter, Alice Parker, Mary McLeod Bethune, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Miss Coretta Scott King, Condoleezza Rice, Josephine Baker, Oprah Winfrey, Harriet Tubman. Yo, just that's just a few. I mean, that's a few women of history. I mean, Serena Williams. I mean, that's just a few very powerful women. I mean, who went above and beyond. Like, yo, look at Oprah. Like, Oprah out here doing her thing. Look at the impact. You know what I mean, Rosa Parks had, Coretta Scott King, Harriet Tubman. Look, their names are etched in history forever. Ever, and they did some amazing things. And yo, Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks, Coretta Scott, like the women of the past, like, yo, so think about how women are like looked at now by some men. I can't even say some men. Let me rephrase that. Let's look at how women are looked at by some of these boys. Because if you don't appreciate a woman, then you're not on that level of man yet. And I mean that. So if you feel some type of way about that, my Twitter is @ZayHub. We can talk about it if you'd like.
Better yet, come sit down with us, man.
Yeah, we get you on the podcast. We can talk about it. We're going to keep it positive. We're going to keep it all positive. We're going to talk about some things.
It's not a fellowship.
Yeah, but yeah. We, but, yo, those women, man, like, they had to deal with a lot. Because back then, it wasn't easy for women. But it especially wasn't easy for Black women. Harriet Tubman was a slave. I mean, and if you don't know the story of Harriet Tubman, then I need you to open a book and open your eyes, because there's something wrong there. you got to think about the fear that they had, you know what I mean, when they did the great, like when Rosa Parks sat in the back of the bus, I guarantee you, but she wasn't gonna get up from that seat. She, you know what I mean, she wasn't gonna get up because she was dedicated to the ball, you know what I mean? But you got to think about, you know what I mean, the fear that you probably had at home, like, and we want to talk about fear and failure, as, you know what I mean, our two topics of the day, because to me, those are imaginary. You know what I mean? The title of the episode, Overcoming the Adversity, and fear and failure are two of the biggest challenges that, you know what I mean, I think keep people from realizing and reaching their potential. You can't let fear keep you from reaching your dreams, man. I mean, we're all scared. I'm pretty sure y'all can attest to that. Am I wrong?
Nah, man, you're completely right, honestly, man. And even when you, like, looking at all of the people that you said, man, like, one whose story, you know, like, really kind of stood out to me, you know, of course, you know, like, because we kind of grew up, a lot of the people, you know, like, who've exceeded and excelled, you know, before, but Oprah Winfrey, man, her story is strong with me, man. Like, I can't even lie because, you know, for those of you, you know, who may not know, you know, like they said that she was too ugly, you know, for television. Said that she was, you know, that she didn't have a marketable face and all of this stuff like that, man. You know, like she had a lot against her. You know, they basically, you know, like tried to completely keep her away, you know, from the industry that she wanted to be in. Yo, look at this woman now. Like she has her own network. Like her own network. Like, and not only does she have her own network, but she's the richest woman in the world.
Be here.
Like, well, I mean, how many people can you say, you know, exceeded and excel, you know, like to that length, you know, when they had so much against them in the beginning? But imagine had she to stop, you know, right at that first time, you know, like, was, you know, turned down, mm-hmm. or that she had a door slammed in her face, you know, like she didn't let, you know, a fear of failure keep her from her success, man. And it's just like, well, like people like Harriet Tubman, man, of course she had fears. I mean, come on now, during slave times, you know, imagine had she to not did what she did. Imagine if, you know, like she'd have done it once and she had not went back. You know, there's so many things, you know, so many other ways a lot of that stuff could have fit, you know, could have went out or could have played out had they'd have allowed fear to hold them back from, you know, exceeding and excelling in the way that they did. And it's commendable, man. It's so amazing. It's so amazing, you know, like, because I think in order to achieve, you know, a certain level of success, you kind of have to have that fear, because I think, you know, just on the other side of that fear is a success, should you be able to break that barrier of fear and go anyway. And man, and not all examples of that, man, and this, it is so amazing, you know, to be able to know that and to be able to have had, you know, to experience, you know, to learn these things about so many people who have overcame the odds. Man, it's amazing. Nick, what are you doing? What's up?
I love that, man. I love that. I love that. Absolutely love it. When I was doing research on the self, I came across a philosopher by the name of Friedrich Nietzsche. I'm sure you heard the name. So there's basically three theories to what drives people. Sigmund Freud believed it was the will to pleasure. Meaning we were always chasing pleasure. Viktor Frankl came out with the will to meaning. So he believed that what drove us was our meaning as a person. And then Friedrich Nietzsche believed it was the will to self. So the power of the self and becoming and self-actualizing. He thought that was that. So I really identified with him. So I dove a little bit deeper on him. And pretty much what fear and failure equate to is pain. You know, we don't want to experience fear because it hurts. We don't want to experience failure because it hurts. And it's not even necessarily that it hurts. It's what, you know, Gary Vee just said this, you know, it's what we think people are going to look at us now because we're experiencing fear of failure. And that's truly what hurts. So what Friedrich Nietzsche then says, he's like, pain's purpose, so fear and failure's purpose, okay, is to keep us going, to drive us, all right? So they're inevitable. They're going to be there. They're never not going to be there. We're going to go through things that scare us and strike fear in us. We are going to fail. You know, that's just life. But what they are is gas in the gas tank. It's what should keep us going, not what should stop us, you know? And when you reframe it that way, you notice that you have endless gas in that tank. And even if you wanted to stop, you can't stop.
That's a whole fact, man. Like, that's a whole fact. Once you get that drive, once you get that determination, man, it's like, you just can't stop. You just got to get it and keep going, man. But like, even when you fail, I mean, you got to get up, you got to take that punch in the mouth, and you just got to keep going. I mean, so.
Yeah, all failure is, man, it just means that one thing did not work. So, So that's just one thing off the checklist. You're like, all right, that don't work. Let's get right back to the drawing board. And I don't got to think about the past idea because it didn't work. You know, that
it creates.
Exactly.
Opportunity for you to try something else, man, and maybe you'll succeed the next time. It's opportunity.
Yeah. And I mean, I know everyone's heard this, something along the lines. It took Thomas Edison like 10,000 tries to get the damn light bulb right.
Exactly. Bro, imagine had he stopped the first time.
Yo, like we'd be sitting in the dark.
Dark though.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, even personally, man, I've experienced a lot of failure in life, man. Like one that'll stick with me forever. And I don't know if you remember, I had spoke on this on my Facebook some years back, but I love basketball, man. I am like basketball's my that's my stress reliever. I can live anywhere in the world as long as I can play basketball, because you know what I mean, I can make it through the day. Yo, my senior year, bro, I tried out for the basketball squad. Yo, dig this, man. So I made it to the very last day, and I'm talking about I don't like to be scored on, so I take defense very seriously. So I consider myself a lockdown defender. And that's what I was doing, you know what I mean? I was locking folks up in tryouts, you know what I mean? The coach himself, you know what I mean, even called me a one-man wrecking crew. So I got cut. I got cut, dog. And like, yo, I went to the crib. My dad was like, "How'd it go, son?" And I just sat down, man, and I was like, "I ain't make it." And he kind of looked at me and was like, he said, "What?" He said, I got cut. And like that's all I can say. Like, yo, I got cut. And at that moment, it was like, I was like, yo, man, fuck this. I was like, you know what I mean, basketball and shit, whatever, it's like whatever. But you know what I mean, I went to my room and I sat down and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be better from this. I'm gonna work on my craft. Like, yeah, all right, I ain't make the basketball squad, but yo, from now on, everything I do, nobody is gonna be able to determine my success or my failure. You know what I mean? Like, I'm taking that shit into my own hands. Like, and you know what I mean, I've said this before, but I mean, everybody who made that team, I got mad love for y'all because y'all my boys. You know what I mean? We talk on the daily, but at that moment, y'all became my I don't want to say my enemies, my competition, because I strived from that moment to be like to be great. Like from that moment there, when like I get like I'm gonna be real, when I got slapped in the face with rejection and what I perceived to be a failure, I turned it around and used it as fuel. You know what I mean? And I think in life, if you don't fail, you can't succeed. If you don't, you know what I mean, like I said, if you don't get punched in the mouth and get back up, you're not gonna be able to get back to where you are. just like them clinch drills, man. Like, if you get it, all right, so look, so back to the clinch drills. You can't quit. Like, you can't be like, yo, timeout, stop. Yo, like, yeah, it's not an option. Like, if you get hit and, like, you're just like, yo, stop, yo, we're going to continue. Like, so I was level two, so I ended up becoming a puncher. So you see how that works? I had to get punched to become the puncher. But, like, you can't quit. Like, all right, but you can't. All right, so hold on, let me phrase that. You can quit, but if you quit, you fail the course right there. Like, there's no coming back. Like, you got to start from day one. Now, we'll let you, like, depending on the teacher, we'll be like, all right, yo, look, go ahead, recuperate. You know what I mean? Let's work on the clinch drills again, and let's throw you back in there. So we'll give you another chance. But if you know what I mean? There's no quitting. Life is going to keep punching you in the face. Life is going to keep punching you in the face. I mean, like, Nick, let me ask you something, bro. So we went to the same school together. We seen that squad. You know what I mean? I got mad love for my boys, man, but There's some dudes on there that I definitely had more game than.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it.
I appreciate that.
I mean, for me, you know, like I just, like you said, you went home and you told yourself that you would never, you know, let anyone have that decision again. You know what I mean? So in situations like that, even when I know it's their decision, I'm just in a place where I truly, truly believe that what I say and what I do, it might rub people the wrong way, but ultimately it has nothing to do with me and everything to do with them. You know, that's their own shit that they're dealing with, and they're reflecting it, you know? So that's how I feel about that. But I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, especially when you moved away, bro, when you came back on like leave and we met up at the Y and we saw each other at the Y and we were balling. I mean, you could tell you were balling consistently, bro. Like, you had some game, dog. I was like, shit, like Hub came back and now he legit.
You feel that? Hit it with that pricing too. I appreciate that.
No doubt, man.
You know what, man? I guess, it, like, thinking about you got, like, the story, man, and in life in general, man, like, failure and fear are two very real things, you know, that we all experience on a daily basis. And truth be told, I think those are the two things, you know, that actually keep most people moving in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us have a, and I'm not, you know, I'll say most people, you know, have a fear of discomfort. You know, like most people, you know, like you, they go to job, you know, you get retirement plans, you get all of this stuff, you know, like that, because you have some type of fear, you know, being without, you know, later on down the line in life, you know, which is why most people, you know, you work, you know, because you got to prepare all this. But there's a level of fear in there that, okay, what'll happen if I don't do this? But it's just like, right, if you really sit back and look at it, you know, it's like, where do we channel, you know, that energy? Most of us, man, the things that we do and the decisions we make, if we ask enough why questions, there's a level of fear, you know, that it'll trace back to.
Mm-hmm.
Be it like a fear of being without, or not having something, or not being able to experience something. So fear moves fluidly, you know, throughout our lives. And I think a lot of us, you know, we kind of do a lot of the things that we do because we're not even aware of the fear, you know, that's genuinely there. And I think, you know, one of those things, you know, that kind of helps us, you know, keep pushing it and keep getting to that next level is when we become aware of our fear. And it's like, after we know it's there and we know why it is, you know, that we do the things that we do, I think we can kind of rechannel that energy into really exceeding and excelling in the areas that mean the most to us. Because a lot of the stuff, we're just doing it as a result of, you know, or with the intentions on it meaning something, you know, later on down the line. But imagine, you know, like if we took that same fear concept, you know, that we have and the things that we're kind of just I guess you could say involuntarily doing it because it's natural to us, and we channel that, you know, into the things that mean the most to us, or we channel that into the into things that, you know, we really set out for, you know, like in this life, you know, like our major goals that we may have put to the side because some type of fear, whatever the case may be. We have to learn how to use that as an energy. Like, yeah, you know, fear and failure always be a thing. Mm-hmm. It'll always be there to some degree. But we have to make that decision to where we make the decision where we either going to use it as fuel, as you said before, Nick, or as if we're going to let it hold us back from going to that next level.
Yeah, if it becomes a crutch.
Like, yeah, man, like, we can't do that because if we live, well, what type of life is, you know, to live in fear? I mean, because at the end of the day, we all going to end up, you know, in the same place, you know, one way or another.
Yeah.
So it's our duty to live, you know, this life abundantly and to go to that next level, man, and to overcome our fears because we got one life to live.
Yo, and I'm glad he said, what is life? What is living a life of fear? Yo, so for my man's birthday, right, we went skydiving. So we jumped out of plane, right? Yo, I went like, I'm going to post the video, or I'm going to see if I can get the pictures, and I'm going to post them on Facebook and my Twitter stuff. Yo, if you... Yo, so sorry about that, yo. We had some technical difficulties. It just cut off. We're not sure what happened. Not sure what y'all heard last, but I guess it's a good indicator because I got to sign into work in about 10 minutes. But, yo, just don't let failure keep you down. I don't know if y'all hear the story of us jumping out the plane and everything, but so that happened. But I want to read two quotes. Because I feel like I probably should have started off with a quote from some women, being that, you know what I mean, yesterday was International Women's Day, so I want to make up for that, read two quotes. We'll go into what you bumping, a little segment, and then I'm going to let Nick close it out. So with that being said, I want to read this first quote from Michelle Obama. It goes as such: one of the lessons that I grew up with was to always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody else says distract you from your goals. And so when I hear about negative and false attacks, I really don't invest any energy in them because I know who I am. This next one is from Oprah Winfrey. Failure is a great teacher. And if you are open to it, every mistake has a lesson to offer. Two very powerful women with some very powerful perspectives there. And that's real. That's very real. So let's...
Those were fire, man.
Yeah. Yeah, straight heat, man. I'm glad I came across those. I'm gonna go into what you bumping, man, because I want to shout out one of my homies, Raquel Robinson. I'm so sorry for messing up your name. I can't talk this morning, but her podcast is so real. Yo, that's just pretty dope, yo. Like I checked it out yesterday. She had the Black Panther review. Yo, like, I got to step my game up. She got a whole intro song and everything. And, like, I was like,
We coming, though, Hub. We coming. Yo, Tron, we coming.
We on the come up, man. We
definitely on the come
up. Might be new to the game, man.
But,
yo, Hub, we got to get this is Sparta. We got to get
it, man. Yeah, we got to get it on there. We definitely. But, man, go check out her podcast. Like I said, it's so real. I'll put the link in the description. But definitely go check that out, man. It's you know what I mean, another Black woman doing a thing out here, you know what I mean? And they don't get enough credit for that. So definitely go check her out.
What's that?
What y'all got in the speakers? Y'all got anything y'all want to put out to the people? Anything to check out?
Nah, man, I'm fresh out the pipeline today, man.
It's all good. It happens.
Yeah, nah, I got one, man. And it's actually, I think it's by Motivation. It is a speech that Matthew McConaughey, Houston. It's about 40 minutes long. You can go hit YouTube for it. I listened to it three times this week.
Mm.
All right, so that's two.
I'd listen the same damn thing. Because kind of just believe it was maybe. I mean, it's just gems after gems, and I mean, getting goosebumps. So just 99.9% sure. Two page. So that out. If you got a 40-minute commute to work,
that definitely have to check that out myself, man. So go ahead, Nick. Go ahead, close him, hit him off with a little rant, man.
All right, man. So you know, being so enveloped in fitness, health, and just being a human and what that means and how to optimize yourself. You know, we see a lot of cookie cutter approaches in today's world, in the gym, in your diet, you know, in your work, whatever. Everything's cookie cutter, you know, and if you fall in a big group of people, then that one thing should work for that whole group. And that's just not the case. We are all individuals. We are all different. And the reason we're all different is so we can cover the vastness that this world and that this universe is. So we have to embrace ourselves. Hub, you say it all the time. You are the best you, right? Mm-hmm. And we all need to be the best yous so we can cover. We need to throw that cookie cutter shit out the fucking window. You need to work in, understand how you work as a human, get in touch with yourself, and just understand yourself, man. Shit's gonna change. Life changes when you understand yourself. Life changes when you understand yourself. I love cookies, but throw the cookie cutters out the damn window.
Most definitely. And with that being said, as always, positivity, prosperity. Peace.